Look in your Bibles to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 5. And I appreciate the Shenandoah Haven for Girls being with us tonight. And as part of the mission outreach of our church, we support them on a monthly basis and thankful for that opportunity. Amen. Appreciate what the Lord's doing there for them. Joshua chapter 5, you're willing and able to stand tonight. Joshua chapter 5, and I'll begin reading in verse number 13 tonight. I want to look at a thought God began stirring in my heart this afternoon. Won't preach very long, but want to give you what the Lord's put on my heart tonight. Joshua chapter 5 and beginning in verse number 13. The Bible says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you for the good song of Zion and the testimonies. Lord, I thank you that we know you're God, and beside you there is none else. Lord, help us in this service tonight that we'll bring honor, glory to your name. Father, we ask you to speak to us by your word. Save that soul that's nearest hell, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight by the help of the Lord on this subject, how to take Jericho. How to take Jericho. We find in this passage that the children of Israel have now entered the promised land that God had promised to the children of Israel. Now they've gone through the Red Sea. God's dried it up, parted it. They've come in, and now they're getting ready to take a hold of their possessions. Now, I got thinking about this. There they are. They're in the promised land, and they're facing their first obstacle in the land. That's the walled city of Jericho. Now, Jericho is a city with its walls great and high, and they have fortified themselves inside this city. And they've got to take Jericho before they ever get in further to the land. I thought about this today, and hear me. Every one of us have got Jerichos in our life. The enemy has built up walls. The enemy has put things in our path to keep us from what God has for us. Now, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll see the obstacles that the devil puts up and the world puts up, and we'll throw in the towel, say, can't do it. But I want to tell you tonight, you can take your Jericho just like the children of Israel took this Jericho. Hey, we're serving the same God. He hasn't changed. Amen. Hey, I will just go on record and say this, that I just made up my mind. I'm going to try my best by His grace to keep my eyes on Him and keep going forward in spite of Jericho's, in spite of the enemy in general, because God is well able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I thought about this. What's it going to take to take Jericho? There's three things in these verses and the following chapter that I want to give you tonight that'll help you take your Jericho that's in your way. Can I say, first of all, in our text, it's going to take the presence of God. When Joshua and those got through the Jordan there, they've gone through the Jordan, they're in the promised land. Now they're facing Jericho. And there in that night, the captain of the Lord's host appears to Joshua. And there he is, a sword drawn in hand, ready to do battle on the behalf of the children of Israel. Can I tell you tonight, you'll never do anything in the power yourself. The arm of the flesh will fail you. But I'm going to tell you this, you've got God on your side. If you're saved, he lives in your heart. Hey, his presence will help give you victory. Amen. There he is. And by the way, I want to point this out too. He didn't come to just be one of the bunch. He came to take over the bunch. Amen. Hey, sometimes we think, well, presence of God's with me, but we want to be the captain. We're not the captain. Amen. Hey, the captain, the Lord's host, that's Jesus himself. And friend, we need to let's line up behind him and let him help us with our victories down the road. Hey, tonight, the captain's there. His sword's drawn. Hey, even Joshua asks, is you for us or for them? And he said, and more or less, can this word it like this? He said, I'm just here to take over. I'm not really taking sides. I'm just going to show what I'm going to do. Amen. Hey, friend, tonight, if you're going to have the victory, if I'm going to have the victory, we must have the presence of the Lord. I'll remind you of a great verse in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. The Bible said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Ladies and gentlemen, God on your side. You have got the majority. You've got what you need. Hey, but if he's against you, you're in big trouble. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, it'll take the presence of God to take the Jericho in your life. Now, you can come to church every time the door's open and learn how to dress and learn how to talk and talk all spiritual. You can come in, act like you ain't never had no trials, act like you've got everything licked and figured out. I'm going to tell you, you're still in the flesh, just like I'm in the flesh and everybody else is. And there are obstacles, there's trouble, there's trials, there's the enemy to contend with. And we must have the presence of God. I thought today, I'm thankful what the Lord's been doing in these weeks around the house of God here at Gateway. I'm glad for the presence of God that's been manifested. Amen. And I shared it last week, and I want to iterate it. Yes, he always shows up, but he just don't always get to show out. And that's our fault if he don't show out. Amen. Hey, I want him here, yes, because he came in our hearts, but I want him to be out front. He is the captain of the Lord's host. So we find the Bible declares to us that he is there, his presence is there. And I'd like to just echo something that Moses said in the book of Exodus chapter 33 and verse number 14 and 15. Here's the Lord speaking in verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. Then verse 15, Moses talks and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. I will say this. I don't want to go anywhere that my leader don't go. Amen. If he ain't going to be in the midst, I don't want to be around there. Amen. If you're going to take your Jericho, you must have the presence of God. Now let me say number two. Not only the presence of God, but you're going to have to go by the plan of God. You get into chapter 6. Brother Tim touched this in our Sunday school class this morning. Here they are facing Jericho, this walled city. And God speaks to Joshua when he appears to it. And he lays out the plan how to take the city. Now, it's a strange plan. Matter of fact, Baptists would have a hard time going with it. That's what we are, and that's the only crowd I know about. I ain't talking the Church of God. I'm talking about Baptists because I am a Baptist. And he does some strange things in this place. I hear folk in the independent movement, boy, they got it all figured out. They won't tell you how to do it, and they're thinking they're telling God how to do it. But we're not. I don't know about you, but there's been some times in my Christian life I've come up with some great plans, I thought. And then after I've made up my plans, I'm wanting God to jump into my plans. But you know what I found out? He don't work like that. Amen. Matter of fact, when I make plans, it's a big mistake. But when God makes a plan, it's right. It'll work. And what I've got to do is get in line with it and accomplish it. Amen. We find that God speaks to Joshua. He says, now for 6 days, you're going to go and march around this city. One time, and you're going back to camp. Now, most of us, just be honest, when there's a problem in your life, when there's an obstacle in your way, do you not like getting rid of it fast? I do. Now, I know you're more spiritual than the preacher. That's okay. But I like to get things over with. Someone said, you ought to pray for patience. Not me, friend. You can have all that you want. Amen. I'm just trying to follow the plans. That's all I know. Amen. But I'm saying tonight that in our life, man, it's good to move on fast. But sometimes that ain't the plan of God. Sometimes the plan of God kind of moves real slow. That's right now. We want it yesterday, but God said, wait a minute. It's going to be a few more days. You're going to have to just go by this blueprint. Here's the plan. Get in line and follow. Well, they march around it, and they do something strange. Out in front of the ark, there's these trumpet blowers. And while they're walking, they're blowing these trumpets one time around, and they go back. Now, here's the part I said be tough for Baptists. He told them in verse 10, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout. That'd be tough for us Baptists. We all like to talk. Amen. Now, some of you, I'll just take my glasses off because you're trying to look spiritual, and I don't want that to affect me. Amen. We got this saying, you know, well, I'm doing, no. He said, sometimes you're going to have to be still and be quiet. Amen. I've never liked silence. I don't. I like something happening. The way I moderate, a lot of time, I just keep things rolling. Because I don't like dead spaces. Amen. But I have been in service where the Lord just said, sit there and be quiet. And what'd you do? Sat there and I was quiet. Amen. There's times that God wants us quiet. Now, can you imagine this? The strangest sight these inhabitants of Jericho's ever saw. They're marching around. They're following the ark. They're blowing their horns. And everybody just being quiet, and you can just hear everything rattling while they're walking. Now, the first time, everybody in the city probably answered, if that's all they got, we're going to be okay. But day after day, just keep on marching. Just being quiet. They're beginning to get unnerved now. They're saying, what in the world are they up to? They're not making a sound. They're blowing them trumpets and just marching one time and then they're gone. But then he said on that seventh day to march seven times. And when they come around that seventh time, he said to them, shout. And they began with a loud voice, began to shout. And God gave great victory. Why? It was his plan. Sometimes you get out of the plan and you start messing stuff up. Amen. The Bible is the plan. If you want to know how to conduct your life, if you want to know how to worship, how to witness, how to do all that's involved in life, the Bible's the plan book. Amen. We must be obedient and fall in line with the plan of God. So we must have the presence of God and the plan of God. The plan of God's right and best. The plan of God is revealed in the Bible. But not only we need the presence of God and the plan of God, but thirdly, we must have the power of God. Because, listen to me, they shouted on cue. But it wasn't the shout that knocked the walls down. It was the God they were shouting about. Amen. You see, even Paul and Silas in the book of Acts at midnight, after being stripped and beaten, were praying and singing praises to God. It wasn't the song that shook the jail. It wasn't the prayer that shook the jail, but it was the one they were singing to and about and praying to that shook that jail. Amen. The power of God is what's needed. Whether folk want to admit it across this country or not, that's what's missing the average Baptist church, is the power of God. You know what's happened to us? We're trying to limit God. And you say, preacher, I ain't trying. Well, when you got your plan, you're doing your thing, you're hindering what God wants to do. That's right. Zechariah said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So we find we must have the power of God. Now, as we're gathered here tonight, I said this morning, I looked on faces and I scanned the crowd the whole time I'm on the platform. And by the way, that is really the only reason I sat up here. If I sat where I wanted to, it wouldn't be up here. I told Brother Tim today, it's the truth, I've been happy playing rhythm guitar through my life. A lot of folk won't play lead, all them fancy licks. I'm just happy strumming. I ain't never had to be out front. That ain't my makeup. But can I say something? As I look and the services begin, my heart, I began to pray. I said, oh, brother so-and-so, they're burdened down. There's something that's heavy on their heart today. And this one's got this problem. This one's in bereavement. This one got a bad doctor's report. And as I sit here, I'm praying that God will help you every time we come together. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have to have the power of God. What I can do will not do it. I promise you, if it was in my power to help you, I would. It don't even matter how I've been treated in life by people. If I see them hurting, God's put a love in me. It's His love that causes me to want to help somebody. Amen. But you see, of my own self, I do not have the power. I would take away your problem. I would wipe away your tears, but I can't. And neither can anybody else in this church. You hear me? What you got to have is the power of God. That's the only hope we got. It's not in human power, but it's divine power. Amen. Hey, you want to take that Jericho in your life? You're going to have the presence of God. You're going to have the plan of God, and you're going to have the power of God in your life. There is no other way. Friend, I don't know everybody's needs. Every now and then, someone has shared it with me. That's how I know. Sometimes I just feel impressed to pray because God's put somebody on my heart. A lot of times, don't even know why. Till later down the road, find out they're facing something. But understand this, more important than the preacher getting the Holy Ghost impressing his heart, there is the true God in heaven, and He knows what's going on in your life. He can help you, and matter of fact, He's the only one that can help you. Amen. He can take that Jericho in your life and give you the victory. That's right. Oh, friend, thankfully, God is on my side, and He's on your side if you're saved. May the Lord help us tonight. Father, I pray you take this, a simple thought, and use it for your honor and for your glory. I pray, Lord, that, Lord, the needs of the people here tonight, Lord, there are multiple needs, but I'm glad that you're able how to meet every need tonight. Lord, in the stillness of this service, God, you put this on my heart to help somebody that's a facing a valley, somebody that's at a crossroads of decision. Oh, God, help them tonight. Lord, there's folk here lost, and every trial they have, every problem that comes their way, they have nobody. Oh, Lord, may they repent and be saved, that they too can say, God is on my side. Lord, help us tonight, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed, let's stand tonight. I've just tried to give what God stirred in my heart. Because I promise you this, these children going back to school this week's been talked about, they're going to face some Jerichos. But mom and dads, we're going to face some Jerichos. There's some walled cities that are in our way. But I'm glad to tell you, God specializes in knocking down walls. There's never been a wall could keep him out. And I'm very glad of that. Folk are already coming to the altar. Will you come while we sing? The altar's open if you just slip out.
You have longed for sweet peace.
That's right.
And for faith to increase.
There's help.
And have earnestly, fervently prayed.
The Lord's a faithful friend.
But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid.
That's right. Will you come?
Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed,
yes, indeed,
and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Oh, yes.
Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment?
I'm glad the Lord's a strong high tower, a shield, our sword. He's everything.
To be free from all ill, on the altar all you must lay.
Yes.
Is your all altar of sacrifice laid, your heart does the Spirit control. You can only
be
blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
While she plays a moment, folks, we're going to sing one more verse. Maybe you're here lost tonight. I promise you the greatest day of your life will be the day you get saved. I've never been sorry that I trusted his name. You see, there was a time God was against me because I was against him. That's right. We were the enemy of God at one point. But I'm glad when I got saved, got placed into his family. Now he's let me in his family. He's on my side. He fights my battles, and I'm glad, and I praise him. But it could be somebody lost. Now, you need to come. Love to take the Bible, show you how to be saved. Somebody else that is saved could be here struggling still with something. The altar's open. There's help if you'll come while we sing.